Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Mem Zayin in Maseches Kedushin, is the 1357th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue discussing, as we pointed out yesterday, we're turning the halfway point in Shas. We're now in the second half of Shas, Baruch Hashem. So at the beginning of the second half of Shas, we're going to continue discussing the Mishnah Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and the distinction, important, necessary introduction, is to review the distinction of the Mishnah on Mem Vav Amud Aleph, in which a man says to a woman, Hiskachli b'tmarazu, Hiskachli b'zu. So those are two different statements of Kiddushin, and therefore each one of those things, when he gives the Tamara, it has to be of a Pruta, and Hiskachli b'zu has to be of a Pruta, if either of them are going to serve as a Kiddushin. However, if he says bezu, bezu, ubezu, the Mishnah tells us, if there is amongst all of them a shavapruta, the halacha would be that she would be mikudeshes. Yesterday we had a big discussion, which we're going to pick up with tomorrow, when the Mishnah concludes and says, if she ate the first, then in such a case, then she's not mikudeshes if there each of the dates were not worth a shavapruta. She not be mikudeshes unless one of them were worth a shavapruta. What case was that going on? Was that case going on bezu, ubezu, ubezu? Or was it going on the first case of the Mishnah? That was a machlokas on the bottom of Memvav Amud Aleph, and we're going to have a statement of Rava that's going to pick up with that issue of the Mishnah. Then the Gemara is going to give us other examples of bezu, ubezu, bezu. But here, we're going to talk about, instead of him saying bezu, he says ba'alon, berimon, ube'egoz. He spells out what are the items that he wants the Kedushin to take effect with. Does each one of them need to be worth a shavapruta? Do they need to join together for the value of a shavapruta? Our Gemara yesterday had made reference to the big sugya of Mekadesh B'milva, the rule that we're going to have on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph on the first wide line, that Rava taught us Mekadesh B'milva is not Mekudeshes, and the Gemara is going to give us the reason for that based on Milva L'Hotza Nitna, and we're going to analyze that sugya of Mekadesh B'milva, which appeared on Daf Vav as well, and the rationales for that, based on Milva Lohotza Nitna, and an analysis of that sugya of Milva Lohotza Nitna. Once we begin discussing a case of where a man is being Mekadesh with a loan, so then we begin to discuss other amorphic cases of Kiddushin. For example, if he's being Mekadesh her with a Pikadon, in other words, she had an item that she was watching, whether that serves as a Kiddushin that was his. And we'll discuss one who's Mekadesh B'milva, someone who's Mekadesh B'shtar. So let's begin. Last two words on Mem Vav Amebeis. Amar Rava Lo Shanu. Rava taught us we only learned the following halacha in a particular circumstance. What halacha? Explains Rashi on the top line on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Lo Shanu Hecha Da Ocheles Rishona Rishona De Mitztarefes Lepruta. We learned at the Seifa of our Mishnah that if she eats each tamar as it's given to her, she's not going to be mikudeshes achiye ba'achas man shava pruta. In such a case, she's not going to be considered married because she never got a shava pruta at one particular time. The amount that she had already eaten is now a halva, and he can't be mikadesh with it. We learned on yesterday's daf. So the halach is that there is no kedushin. Says Rava lo ishanu. When do we say that each one of the achilos don't join together? Elo d'amar lo bezu, bezu, bezu. He said this and this and this. He gives her one tamar, she eats it. Ubezu, she eats it. Ubezu and she eats it. Avol amar lo ba'elu. But if she says with these, afilu ocheles nami mikudeshes, then in such a case, then even if she eats it, she's mekudeshes. Why? Because the prutos are joined together. Clearly, he means to give her 3 dates for one kedushin. 3 dates for one kedushin. And therefore, each one of the dates join together. However, says the Gemara, and the Gemara explains, you might argue, but wait a second, the tamar is now gone, as we had understood in the case of the Mishnah. And in some instances, because it's gone, it's not a good kedushin. Like if he says bazu, bazu, bazu. However, if he says elu, says the gemara ki ka achla midin avshal ka achla. If she eats it, then she ate 1/3 of what was already given to her. In other words, she decided it became hers. And she decided to eat it. However, the fact that it's no longer here doesn't make a difference because it's clear that from the onset, he wanted to be mekadesh her with all three things. In contrast to bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. So then in such a case, the date that she ate, if it's not going to work for kedushin, she now owes him the money for it, but then he can no longer be mekadesh with it. Three lives on the top, can use the gemara, tanya, kavosei, di rabbi skachali, ba'alon, birimon, ube egos. If he says he's going to be mekadesh her with a pomegranate, a nut. Now, alone is the most complicated word to translate. It seems it's a type of berry. Rashi says that wild boars, pigs, would eat from it. So it's some type of berry. So if he's mekadesh, he says to her, iskachli be alon, berimon, ubegos, all these things. Three things. Osha amalo iskachli beilu, or he says beilu, im yesh bekulan shava pruta mekudeshes. If there's amongst all them a shava pruta, then the kedushin will work. Vimlav ain't a mekudeshes. But otherwise, the kedushin does not take effect. So that works beautifully with our havana up until now. In other words, we in Daf Yomi are just working with the havanas of the great Tanaim and Amoraim. And that is the havana of Rava. And that is Rava who said that the three things could combine. And the only time it doesn't is if he says, bazu, u, bazu, bazu. Because as the Brisa goes on, bazu, 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 im yesh bekulam shavpruta mekudeshes, vim lav eina mekudeshes. When it comes to bazu, 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 in contrast to iskachli betmara, iskachli bazu, each one of them can combine for kedushin. And if not, if there isn't a shaprut amongst all of them, it's not kedushin. Here comes the proof to Rava's point. Bizu natlasa v'achlasa. If, however, he says bizu, and she takes and she eats it, in other words, the first alone, then bizu natlasa v'achlasa, she takes the rimon and eats it, va'od, bizu va'od, bizu, ainu mikudeshes. If, however, she ate it, it's not mikudeshes, achi b'achsman shavaprut. Unless all of them has a shavaprut, exactly as we explained before, because if he says ba'elu, then she's getting all of them in one ma'isa kedushin. If he says bazu u bazu bazu, on the one hand, it could join together as a ma'isa kedushin, but if she eats it, so then she becomes chayv to pay him back as a halva, and the ma'isa kedushin is already considered complete. Analyzes the Gemara, hay ba'alon, birimon be'egos hechidami. If he said to her with these, either this or that, if there's amongst them a shavapruta, it would be mekudeshes. How could they combine together? He said this or this or this. Ve'ela. So what must be the pshat? Ba'alon u'birimon u'be'egos, hainu bazu bazu bazu. We view ba'alon u'birimon u'be'egos as zu, bazu, bazu. But that's a question because we said that bazu, bazu, bazu has a different halacha, particularly if she eats the first one before the other one is given. Elav d'amar lo ba'elu. Must be that we're talking about ba'elu, and hence that's a proof for Rava, as we explained earlier, that elu is different than bazu, bazu, bazu. But the Gemara is still not entirely satisfied with that. Asks the Gemara, Habadiktani seifa, but didn't it say in the seifa, Osha amar lo hiskachili be'elu, that he said in the seifa, be mekudeshes to me, be'elu, michlal de reisha la be'elu askinan, doesn't seem to indicate that the reisha is not talking about that, the alon rimon and egos, answers the Gemara, pirushe kamifarish. He was spelling out, what does iskachili be'alon, birimon be'egos, what does that mean? Keitzak gondamala iskachili be'elu, uktani, and we learned in the Seifa, bazu natlasa v'achlasam, yesh b'achsmim shavaprutim mekudeshes v'amlav, einu mekudeshes. V'ilu reisha lo kamaflik, beino cheles l'menachas. The Seifa differentiates between whether she ate it or not, because in such a case, when she eats it, then they're no longer considered one mice in a sina. Shma mina. So from here we see, kol hecha da'amela be'elu, ki ka'achla minafsha ka'achla shma mina. Geshmak araya for Rava, that we see that Rava's of the opinion that if he says ba'elu, so then in such a case, even if she's ochela, she would be a mekudeshes. Says the Gemara, ha nicha lamanda omar aseifa kai. Now the Gemara goes all the way back. And we're going to go back to yesterday's daf. And the best way to do it is, of course, through the eyes of the great Rashi. We're going to read the whole Rashi inside to recreate what we had learned yesterday and the Gemara's new question on what we had analyzed yesterday. Says Rashi di Ramaskul Hanicha. Lav l'Rava parchinan. This has nothing to do with the sugya that we have begun with today. Rava. It's not on Rava that we're asking. Ela l'ilkoi. We're going back to Memvav Amabez. Even Memvav Amadala for that matter. Dimitartsinan hoisa echeles dimasnisan l'rav vishmuel al reisha ulerebi ami aseifa. We had a machlokis between Rav and Shmuel on the one hand and Rebbe Ami on the other hand on yesterday's daf. That appears 10 lines from the bottom. In regards to the question of how to read bezu, ubezu, ubezu in the Mishnah that we introduced in our introduction. Turning back to the Mishnah, and the machlokis between Rav and Shmuel and Rebbe Ami revolves around how we read the last case of the Mishnah that we've made reference to already today, and that is a case in which he's mekadesh her with a tamar, and she eats it. And the Mishnah says that in such a case, it's ein mekudeshes ad yeshiyehe ba'achas men b'shava pruta. Let's start with Rebbe Ami. Rebbe Ami is of the opinion that the halach is if she eats it, she's not mekudeshes, even in a case of where he says, hiskachili bezu, bezu, ubezu. The only time there is going to be a valid kedushin is if the last one is worth a shavapruta, because the ones that she ate already become a milva. Rav and Shmuel learn that we're going on the resha when we say that if she ate it, she's not going to be mikudeshes. The chiddush of the seifa is that you might think that if she eats it, then maybe they combined, because mekarve hanase kamash malom, we don't say that. So back into Rashi, turning back from Memvav and Aleph, says Rashi, l'ravu Shmuel areisho l'rabbi ami aseifa, and now our Gemara is going to ask the following kasha. Hanich l'rabbi ami d'ukma lohaisa ocheles d'masnisen aseifa. According to Rav Ami, who learns that the case of Ahosa Achelis is going on the Seifa, to have a klala. And there's a general umul. Umay ba'achas ba'achrona. And when it says that she's mekudeshes, if one of them is a shavapruta, it means if the last one is a shavapruta. Because if any of the first ones, so then it would be a halva. Hachanami hosa Achelis de Braisa. So too the Ochelis of our Braisa that we just learned. That's going on the general case, that if there's bezu, 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 if all of them, there's a value of shapruta, it works. Vitana pluksa, and the Tana who differentiates, gabet natlaso vachlaso, in the case of natlaso vachlaso that we have on our daf, according to this approach, the Braisa then would conclude Vitana Pluksa, the Tana would then differentiate Gabi Natlosa Vachlosa the Meimar Achie Baachron Achas Mehen. This case that says that you need that the last one needs to have one of them that's a Shavapruta, Matsu Namli Tirutse, we could answer it doesn't only mean that one of them should have a Pruta. Achei Bachrona, the Mamish, the last one, needs to be a Shavapruta, as we explained earlier on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, according to Rabbi Ami. Elo Rav Shmuel, but according to Rav Shmuel, the Amri Ba'achas, continues Rashi, Rav Shmuel learned differently over there. He said that when the Mishnah concluded that in a case of where she ate the Tamar, even if, as long as one of them was worth a Shavapruta, afilu mechada mikamaisa, even one of the early ones, Nami Omar. We also learned that the halacha, as it serves, is a valid kedushin. Va'aprata, the word prata over here is referring to hiskachi li betamara hiskachi li bezu. Va'aprata the hiskachi hiskachi koi v'ocheles. And we learned that this halacha of ocheles, the concluding part of the Mishnah, was going back on to the Reisha, and it's trichale, we needed the chidush of the Mishnah to be the following, that even though she got hanah that was mitzdarif to a shavapruta, nevertheless, she's not mikudeshes unless each one of them has a shavapruta. So that's fine in the Mishnah, explains Rashi. Hai ba'achas de braisa. But in our braisa, we're going to get stuck. Let's look back in our braisa. We had in our braisa the concluding remark that was very similar to our Mishnah. That was 9 lines from the top. Bezunatlaso vachlaso. That we learned the halacha is Eina mikudeshes ache ba'achas man shavapruta. Unless one of them was worth a shavapruta. Now heichi mitartza hach braisa. How are you going to explain the braisa? Lo tana sham prata. There's no case of iskachili b'tamara iskachili b'zu. Again, that's what prata means. Prata means what we refer to as dividing and separating the two different maisios, that in Rashi and in the Gemara, it's referred to as a prat, as specifying each particular action as a kedushin. Because the Braisa doesn't have that case. Da bezu u bezu u bezu klala chashivla. The klal of the Braisa is talking about bezu u bezu u bezu. V'kol shekein heche diktani v'oid bezu v'oid bezu v'oid bezu. And certainly, if he doesn't, not only if you say bezu 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 are they joined together, but v'oid bezu v'oid bezu v'oid bezu will certainly be joined together. Now here's the problem. Uktani, and we learned gabe ocheles achei ba'achas men. And we learned that when you have one of them a shavapruta, so then in such a case it works. V'iyah kamis a kamaisa. And if the approach of Rev Avin Shmuel is correct, da'achlesinu miyad nami kamar, that not only would the kedushin be valid if it's the last one, but it's also the first one as well. Di bechada shavapruta mikudeshes, because according to the way Rav and Shmuel had learned, the concluding line of the Mishnah was saying that as long as you have one of them worth a shavapruta, then you're going to be mikudeshes, even if she ate it, because it was a case of iskachi li b'tmara, iskachi li b'zu. So if either one is a pruta, then the halach is that it's going to be mikudeshes. However, in our case, we're not talking about an instance of iskachi li b'tmara, but rather we're talking about b'zu, b'zu, b'zu. So that's kasha, that's difficult, explains Rashi. Ha'avele milve. It should be considered like a case of milve. And the Kedushin's action is not complete until after the entire Maisa is done. And the first Achila was an Achila that was completed, and it's now a Halva. Now let's see Rashi's introduction in the Gemara itself, where what Rashi spelled out, what we'll end up doing is learning this twice, because the Gemara also spells out much of what we read in Rashi. I felt that Rashi gave a little bit more background, hence to do the Rashi inside. Says the Gemara, Hanich l'man d'amar ha-seifa koi, according to Rabbi Ami on Daf Mem Vavam and Aleph, who says that the words of Ocheles, which is the concluding part of both the Mishnah and the Braisa, now we're talking about the Mishnah, is going on the Seifa of Bezu, 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 Umay Ache Be Achas Men Shavapruta. And how did we learn yesterday on the Daf that what does it mean in the concluding line, Ache Achas Men Shavapruta, Ache Bachroina Shavapruta? And so we had to be Madchik the Mishnah, saying it means the last one is the Shavapruta. So Achinami, then the Braisa could also read, Ache Bachroina Shavapruta, that the halacha is that she ate it, only if the last one is worth the shavapruta would be in kedushas, otherwise it will be a halva. El Rav Shmuel d'Armi Tavaya Reisha Koy. But Rav Shmuel that learned the case of when she ate it going back on the Reisha. In other words, vochelet tzitzrichale. We learned yesterday that we needed to repeat that case that I might have thought that all of them combined to a pruta because she's getting hana, and we said the chidush is that you're not. So hacha, but over here klal kachashiv. Here we have the general broad case of bezu bezu bezu. Prati lo kachashiv, but we don't have the case of hiskachi li bitmara hiskachi li bezu. So then, in such a case, how do you explain the last line that says that she's going to be mekudeshes with any one of the prutos? And that's how Rav and Shmuel had learned. And therefore, the only way you could learn, according to Rav and Shmuel, was that we were going back to Iskachli B'tamar, Iskachli B'zu. But there is no case of Iskachli B'tamar, Iskachli B'zu in the Braisa. Hence, the parallel case of the Braisa seems to prove Rabbi Ami's approach in the Mishnah and reject Rav and Shmuel. And for the Tehillah Gemara in the last narrow line, Hamani Rabbi, will answer that we're following the opinion of Rabbi. The Omar Loishna Kizayis, Veloishna Kizayis, Ukizayis, Protahavi. Rabbi has an interesting approach in terms of what qualifies as Iskachili B'tamar, Iskachili B'zu. Iskachili B'tamar, Iskachili B'zu is clearly two different acts of Kedushin. What happens when a person says, be mekadeshes to me with this and with this? So we've been assuming up until now that the and doesn't mean that there's a separate Kedushin. And just means this plus this should be the Kedushin. However, says the Gemara, we have a shita of Rebbe in Zvachim on the Lamed Amid Beis that says the following. When it comes to the prohibition of Machshava Psula for Pigul, in a case in where a person, a Kohen, has Machshavas Psulos Bishas HaKravas Karbon, and his Machshava Psula is Kizayis Vikizayis. He talks about one Kizayis and then another Kizayis. Do we consider that as two Maisa Pigul? Or not? Nafgamina of whether it's going to be two different Maisa Pigles is going to be a case in which the individual, the Kohen, had a Machshavas Pasul on one Kezayis and then mentioned another Machshavas Psul on a different Kezayis. To understand these two different Psulim, we have to review a halacha in Kachim, and that is that Pigul, which of course is a makes the carbon puzzle, and that the individual is chayiv kares, is if the kohen has a machshava of la'achar zman, that the carbon is going to be eaten at an inappropriate time. If he has another machshava zara of chutzla mekoymoy, that is not considered pigul, it doesn't get kares, that yet the carbon is puzzle. Do we consider these two different machshavas? Let's say he has a machshava on the first kezayis to be pigul, and then he has another machshava of chutz lemekomo on the second kezayis. Is it considered two different machshavas when he has one kezayis and then he has a vav achibur of another kezayis? Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, as we see in our Gemara, Loshna kizayis kizayis veloshna kizayis ukizayis pratahavi. The moment in which you have a separate statement, even if you have a vav achibur and this, this and this, those are two distinct, could serve as two distinct machshavas. The nafkamina is going to be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you always need a machshavas pigul independent and first to create the halacha of pigul, of the karmen being pasul and kares. To have a chiyuv kares, it needs an independent thought of pigul, and it has to be the first thought. So what happens if he said pigul on the first kezayis? Ukezayis, and another kezayis is going to be chutz lezmanoi. So the halacha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is lo yishna kezayis v'kezayis kezayis. Certainly, if it's a case of where he has machshavas pigul on the first kezayis and machshavas chutz lemekomo on the second kezayis, then in such a case, you have a full pigul. In both of those cases, Rabbi Yehuda looks at each one of the kezayisim as being a separate kezayis, and therefore a separate machshavas pigul. If that's so, we now have an answer according to Rav and Shmuel. And that is that according to Rav and Shmuel, when you have the statement of bezu ubezu, those can be considered like hiskachi li betumara, hiskachi li bezu. Entirely distinct maisa kedushins. And therefore, the halacha would be that if she's ocheles, it's still possible for the first case to be a kedushin and not have the problem of it being a milveh, and looking at it as we had according to Rav Ami, and the way we've been looking at it up until now, that each one of those tamarim are connected and are one maisa, because bezu ubezu ubezu is really one maisa, and the first pruta, by the time you're finished, it's already in her stomach, so then it's now a milva. No! Each one of those was entirely distinct maisa kedushins. So then you analyze each one of those tamarim separately, and then the first tamar, if it's worth a shavapruta, is now mikudeshes. So now we have pshat in the brisa, both according to yesterday's Rav Ami and yesterday's Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara continues on the first wide line. Anu Gemara mikadesh mamilvan, important sugi maseches kedushin. Omer Rav, Hamikadesh b'milva ain't a mikudeshes. If a man does kedushin on a milva, the kedushin doesn't work. We already observed on yesterday's daf, and we've made reference to it today, that if the woman eats the kedushin and the hana is complete, she now has to pay back the husband if it wasn't a valid kedushin. And the fact that she owes him money, he cannot make that a Maisa Kedushin. And therefore, Mekadesh B'milva, if Leah owes Reuven money, and Reuven says, I want to be you to marry me with that debt, and I'm canceling that debt, Eina Mekudeshes, the Kedushin does not serve as a valid Kedushin. Rashi here adds, Afilu Yeshna Be'en, even if the money is still in existence, even if the money is still in her pocket, it's no longer, according to Rashi, on Davav Amin Aleph, a Maisa Nesina of Kedushin. Why? Says the Gemara, Milva Lehotzna Nitna. Because money is meant to be spent. What that means is the following. The moment in which Reuven gave Leah the money, whether she spent it yet or not, the loan is already, has already burnt a hole in her pocket. In other words, the money has already become entirely hers. It's expected that she will spend it, and therefore the monies are no longer Reuven's. The money is Leah's. And therefore, Reuven hasn't given anything to Leah right now. The money in her pocket is hers. It's meant to be spent. It's not meant to be returned like a pikadon. Hence, the halacha is that there was no mais in Asina. That's how Rashi on Davov learns. Says the Gemara, Neimo kitanoi, let us say it's a machlokes tanoim. A makash milvein mikudeshes, v'yesh amar mikudeshes. Some say the Kedushin works, some say the Kedushin is not valid. So it seems to be Machlokes Tanoim what Rav was getting involved to. And what's the reason that it would be a Machlokes? Is it, hasn't the money already become Leah's? My lab ultimately, Demar Sover Milvalot San Nitzna, Umar Sover Milvalavlot San Nitzna. Remember, Rashi had said the money is still in her pocket. So you could conceptually look at the money in her pocket in two ways. You could say that it's really Reuven's money until she spends it, and then the halacha allows her to give her a new piece of, to give Reuven a new piece of currency. Or no, do we say halachically it's considered hers the moment Reuven originally gave it to her because it's meant to be spent? And that's a question of milva lahotza nitna or not. Of course it's meant, it can be spent, but the moment it's given, do we consider it as if she already spent it? Maybe that is the machlokis, just Gemara. Says Gemara, it is Brahima Seifa. What are we going to do with the Seifa? V'shavim b'mecher. Everybody agrees that when it comes to a sale, shezekana.
if Leah wanted to buy a cow from Reuven, and Reuven says, fine, I'll sell you. Let's do it the other way. That Leah wanted to sell a cow to Reuven, and they both agreed that the loan that Reuven had given to Leah would be used as an exchange, as a purchase for the cow. Shizekana, it works. Now, Iyamet Milvalotzan, it's not my money. But if you're going to say the money is meant to be spent and is considered gone, is not inconsistent in existence, so it's no longer Kinyan Mechira. That's not a Kinyan of Kesef. So says the Gemara, but my money, how would you be Kona? Amar Avuna, Chavrin Mokimla B'mili Uchri. A different explanation for this brisa by Mekadesh B'milva Einim Mekudeshes was given. In other words, right now the Gemara is assuming Milva's Lav Lahotza Nitna, and the proof of the pudding is that works by Mecher. So says Ravuna, Chavrin Mokimla, my Chavirim gave an entirely different explanation. They said the case was talking about the following. He said to the girl, I'm going to marry you with a mana, with a hundred. V'nimtza mana chaser dinar. There are many dinarim that go into a mana. And that was the case. He said, in fact, there are 100 dinar that go into a mana. Mana is 100 dinar. And he says he's going to marry her with 100. So obviously now, she's not mekudeshes until 100 is given. Mar Savar, Ksifale Milsalamitbe. One says that she will be embarrassed to collect the 100th, and therefore he's not going to give her the 100. We're not sure that he's going to give her the 100, and therefore there's no Kiddushin. Umar Savar Lo Ksifale Milsalamitbe. And the other opinion is no, she's not going to be embarrassed, and therefore the Kiddushin will serve as a valid kedushin. Now let's analyze this case. Ve'elohadu amar Rabbi Lazar. How does this fit with Rabbi Lazar's teaching? Hiskachili b'manu v'nasal adinar. If he gives promises that he's going to marry with a man, and he gives her only 1/100th of a dinar, harezim kedushas v'yashlim. Then the kedushin serves as valid, and he has to pay back other 99. Lema kitanoi. Why should that not be dependent on the machlokis tanoi? Lema ketanoi amra l'shmaitse? Was this teaching in the Mishnah dependent on that machlokis tanoi? Answers the Gemara, no, there's a difference between the two. You're right. At first glance, you should say that the opinion holds that she's embarrassed to ask for the last one would also be embarrassed to ask for the last 99. And therefore, it shouldn't serve as a kedushin. Amri, we answer, mana chasadina ksifalei milsalamit b'man. If it's 99, so then she'll be embarrassed to ask for the last 100. Maybe she'll seem petty. Mana chasamatisha v'teisha lo ksifalei milsa. Everybody understands, you don't come across petty if you're asking for 99 out of 100. You come across petty, possibly, and she's embarrassed if she would have to ask for one. And therefore, of course, there is no Gemiras Das on her part for Kiddushin. So this was the Machlokis Amekadesh B'milve, that we learned that there was a Machlokis Tanoim, whether she's Mekudeshes or not. The Milva was a case in which he had laid out 99 out of 100, and now the last one he owed her. Would it serve as a valid Kiddushin? And that would be the Machlokis. However, Rav's case is an entirely different case. That's the case of Milva Lahotza Nitna, a straight-up loan that's sitting in her pocket, that he's Mekadesh with that loan, saying she won't have to pay back. And then we have a rule of Milva Lahotza Nitna, and she's not married. Meisive, the Gemara asks a question on the Shita of Rav, four lines from the bottom. A man says to a woman, you know, I asked you to match my watch. So he says he's going to give her this watch as the Kiddushin. Now, okay, she's happy. She's now got a nice watch. And it turns out that it was stolen or lost. In our case, maybe there was a link from the watch that was left over that has a shavapruta mikudeshes. Mikudeshes. Otherwise, it doesn't serve as a kedushin. Now, the question is coming from this Tosefta in our Masechta in Perek Gimel. Halacha Aleph that concludes as follows. Ubimilva, two lines from the bottom. Afal pisha lo nishtari menu shavapruta mikudeshes. When it comes to milva, the halacha is that serves as a valid kedushin. So what do we see? Halva serves as a valid kedushin. Against what Ravit said. And now we go on with other opinions in Afto Sefter. Reb Shimon ben Elazar and Mishum Rabbi Meir. Milva harei kipikadon. Reb Shimon ben Elazar disagrees and says we look at milva as a pikadon. So what do we see? Again, at least there is a dissenting Tana who disagrees with Rav, the Tanakama. Says the Gemara at the top of Mem Zayin on the base. Ad kan lo pligi el demar sover milve afal gav de lo nishtari mar shavapruta umar sover nishtari menu shavapruta in vi ilo nishtari menu shavapruta lo. The whole machlokes is if there was a shavapruta that was left over. But mashma continues the Gemara five lines from the top. Avol de kule alma mikadesh bimilva mikudeshes. Here we have an even stronger kasha, and that is, it seems, according to all man de amrim, we have an agreement that if it would be a straight-up halva, then it would serve as a kedushin. Rashi explains, if it's a halva, that's be'en. Remember that Rashi learned on Amud Aleph that this case of Mekadosh B'milva was when the halva was be'en. And if the halva is be'en, so then in such a case, it would be mashma from here that there would be a kedushin. The only time the Tanoim are cholek is if the kedushin is no long, if the money is no longer be'en. So if the money is no longer be'en, then we've got this open question. Amar Rava, Rava explains, no, there's been a confusion about how to understand that Tosefta, and for that reason, we have come to the wrong conclusion. V'tizbara hametaratzta, you think you've worked everything out? Hameshabashtahi, you've created more confusion. Everything's confused. Why? Hai pikadon hechidami. The case of pikadon, what are we talking about? Either kabbalah achrayis, if it was a gold watch that the woman had taken achrayis, that she had taken achrayis, that if it would be stolen, she would pay back hainu milva. So then in such a case, when it was stolen, then in such an instance, she owes the fellow money. And then that becomes like a case of milva. It seems the Gemara, so that would be a case of milva, so that can't be. Either lo kabbalah achrayis, if we're talking about where the woman was not mekabel achrayis, then how are we going to explain the seifa? Yihachya detani seifa. So the seifa uve milva afal pi shelo nishtari menu shavapruta mikudeshes. Then when it comes to a milva, if there isn't a shavapruta that's left, the halacha is that nevertheless, despite the fact, it works as kedushin. Now, niflog v'nisna bedida. Why don't we just simply say that milva and pikadon are the same thing? Bamedvar mamurim shelo kibla ala achrayis. That in a case of where she wasn't mekabel achrayis, then the halacha is we have to differentiate whether there is a shavapruta worth or not. Aval kibla ala achrayis. If she's mekabel achrayis, aval gav delo nishtari menu shavapruta mekudeshes. Then the case of milva and pikadon are the exact same thing. It all depends on whether she was mekabel achrayis or not. Elatritzachi. So then you have to answer. Ubimilva afal pish nishtari menu shavapruta ainu mekudeshes. The correct girsa suggests Rava is the opposite, that when it comes to a milva, opposite in the sense that when it comes to milva, even if there is shavapruta, the kedushin is not valid. Why? Because milva is lautzan nitna. And Reb Shimon ben Elazar Amar Mishum Reb Meir Milva Harei Upikadam. And then what will come out is Reb Shimon ben Elazar says Milva is like a pikadon. The Gemara now needs to qualify. So then, what is that machlokes? But my kamiflugi, what are they arguing about there? Amar Rav Ashkechanu LaRabbanan Devei Rav. The Rabbanan in the yeshiva of Rav, who are actually going to have to explain, because Rav is the one who holds Mekadosh B'milva is Einu Mekudeshes, the Yasi Vikami, they were sitting and explaining, B'milva Bershuz Bailim L'Chazara V'Hu Adin La'Einsim Kamiflagi. It's a case of a milva birshus balim. Let us explain. Rashi explains in Dibur HaMaschil v'Ka'amri that even if you hold milva lehotsa nitna, nevertheless, if the milva is still intact, in other words, Reuven lent Shimon $100, and the same 100 bills, we'll talk about that, there are 100 single dollar bills, as you'll see in a moment why, those 100 bills are exactly the same ones that Reuven had given to Shimon. And then Reuven or Shimon backs out from the halva. Particularly, Reuven says, you know what, I want my money back. So then in such a case, does Reuven have to give him those dollar bills back? Or for that matter, Beonsim. What happens if Reuven backs out and says, I want the money back, and then lightning strikes? Now, normally the halacha is that if lightning strikes and destroys the money, so then it's the lova's problem. It's Shimon's problem. However, Reuven here has backed out. That's a machlokus of how milva birshus bailim works. Does milva birshus bailim create the phenomenon that a milva is still, when it's in its original state of $100 bills, so then in such a case, then the bailim could do bichozer and could pull out for onsim. So then in such a case, one man da amar, that's the machlokis of the Tanoim. One man da amar holds that the milva is considered b'shus loiva, and the malva and the lova can't back out. And therefore, when the Reuven pulls out, Shimon is no longer chayiv for onsim. So that is going to be the discussion amongst the Tanoim. The Talmidim of Bei Rav suggested that the Tanakama holds that it's not considered Birshus Bailim, and therefore the Mos are not connected to the Malve, and he won't be able to be Mekadesh the Isha, while Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that he can. Now that's not the case of Milva Lo Tza Nitna. The case of Milva Lo Tza Nitna is a case of where she had begun to spend one of those $100, and then he's Bekadesh her with the other $50 that are left. So then in such a case, there might be room still to say that there's Kedushin Kamash Malon, that once she begins to spend it, then all of it is considered as if spent. But if none of it is spent, then you have a Machlokes Tanoim. That was what the Talmidim in the Yeshiva of Rav had suggested. Vamina luhu, and Rabba says, and I suggested them, la'onsim kuliyama lo pligi de rishus lo v'kaimi, that in regards to halach of onsim there, based on sugyas and bava mitzia, the lova is already chayiv for everything. And however, your point about the machlokis is still correct. Now we go off to the bava mitzia angle. And this is Rabba's cheshen. My taima, why would the halacha be that the lova, either way, even if you hold that it's birshus bailim, the lova cannot get out of onsim once the money is given to him, lo gara misha'ela, because it will be no less than the halachos of borrowing. Ma she'ela dehadra be'ene, chayiv be'onsim, when it comes to a case in where Leah borrows from Reuven, and she borrows an object. The halacha is that she's chayiv for onsim. If lightning strikes the object and destroys it, even though it's an ones, she has to pay back. Milva lo koshiken. And certainly when it comes to a loan. Why? Because she'ela, you have to return the object itself. So then maybe Leah should have been able to argue, I'm giving you back. It's now just destroyed by lightning. Yet the Torah says, unacceptable. You're now chayiv to return a new object. Certainly where she does not have the argument of saying, I'm returning the object, certainly in such a case, then she'll have to pay back money. Elahacha milver b'shus bailim l'chazara ika beinayim. So Rabba now needs to tweak the machlokis between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The shaila is a shaila of whether milva b'shas bailim, if the halva is still b'shas bailim, whether
it's open for chazara.
Chazara means whether they could back out, whether the Malik could back out, and then in such a case, ask for his dollar bills back right now. And that machlokas is going to be machlokas then of whether he could be Mekadisher. If he's able to back out, so then he's got some hand over it. If he's got some hand over it, then the Kedushin will serve as a valid Kedushin. However, if he can't back out, then he's got no handle over it, and then the Kedushin would not serve, would not be a valid Kedushin. The Gemara, if that is the machlokas in regards to milva, then I'll find you a parallel case in regards to she'ela, borrowing, that seems to be very similar. Ve'ela ha'dam Rav Huna ha'shol kardom me'chavera. Rav Huna taught the following. If someone borrows a kardom, an axe, from his friend, bika bo kana. So Rav Huna taught that when is the borrower assume the status of kinyan she'ela? If he uses it to break his wood, then he's kona. Lo bika bo lo kona. If he didn't use it to break it, he's not kona. Now, kinyan is an interesting word. This has implication in terms of how we look at the halachos of shomrim and she'ela, that when one borrows, one is kona. That's an interesting halacha that is viewed as a kinyan. For our purposes, the kinyan means in regards to being chozer, that the mashil cannot back out, but this moment that it's used, then the mashil will not be able to back out. So the Gemara now is suggesting, lema ketanoi, didn't we just get through saying that when it comes to milveh, that's an open question of when can the malva back out? That there are some who say that's Bershus Bailim, and the malva could back out until that the individual uses the money. And that's a machlokes tanoim, whether the individual needs to use it or not. So, when we saw in regards to the axe in Bava Metzia, Rav Huna's rule, that should be dependent on the machlokes tanoim. Says the Gemara, Lema ketanoi amra l'shmaitse? Was this tanoim, this statement of Rav Huna, dependent on the machlokes tanoim? Says the Gemara, loy. Ad kan loy pligi. When do we have the machlokes elben milva d'lo hadra be'ena? When it comes to money, so then in such a case, then it's not going to ever be returned to the malva in its original $100 bills. So then in such a case, there are tanoim who say that the moment it's given over, automatically it becomes a loves and the malva cannot back out. Aval b'sheila d'hadra b'eina. But when it comes to sheila, then Rav Huna said his chiddush. Divrei hakol b'kei boy in. There is no kinyan sheila that the mashal cannot back out until he uses it. Lo bika bo lo kano. But if he didn't use it, Rav Huna taught us that one is not going to be kona. As you hear in the background, Baruch Hashem, I'm zocha to be learning the daf with you as my family is traveling in the car. I'm zocha to go along with them. Artzeinu Akdosha to Haifa, that we're going to be zocha to be stand and see the beautiful Yam HaTichon, the western border of Artzeinu HaKdosha. We're going to the western border of Eretz Yisrael, and I think we've basically arrived at Shfayim. And let's review, Be'ezer Hashem, what we got up to in Mem Zayin Amabez, today's daf. What we had seen today was a continued analysis of the case of Iskacheli B'tmar, Iskacheli B'zu, and Iskacheli B'zu, B'zu, U'B'zu. When it comes to the case of Iskacheli B'tmara, Iskacheli B'zu, according to most opinions, not most, all opinions, we view that as a separate Maisa Kedushin. Therefore, if the woman eats the Tamar, then the Kedushin will be a valid Kedushin if it was worth a Pruta. If it wasn't worth a Pruta, then it won't combine. In today's daf, we had discussed in a Braisa, not the case of Iskacheli B'tmara, Iskacheli B'zu, but Iskacheli B'zu, B'zu, U'B'zu, and then she ate it. According to the majority of opinions, so then it will not serve as a valid kedushin unless the last of the tamar is a tamar that's worth a pruta. This is the position of Ravami, as well as the Gemara on Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. Ravami appears on Mem Vav, as well as the Gemara Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, according to most Tanoim. However, the Gemara concludes that there is a Tana who's going to disagree. Even though, normally, when you have a case in which there is an independent action of Iskachili Bitmara, that there is a valid Kedushin, if it's Bazoo, 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 the majority of opinions say it's one Maisa, and if she's already eaten it, so then it's now a Milva, and Mekadish B'Milva doesn't serve as a valid Kedushin. However, the opinion of Rebbe is that Bazoo, Bazoo is a separate, the Vav HaChibur is a separate Maisa for Pigul, a separate Machshava for Pigul, and the same would apply for Kedushin as well. And then the halacha would be that even if the first was a pruta, it would serve as a valid kedushin. We then went on getting into Mekadesh B'milva. Mekadesh B'milva, Rav says, is not a kedushin because of milva lo tzan, it's not. The Gemara points out that there seems to be a tosefta that seems to make it a machloikis tanoim, which we had two lines from the bottom of Mzayin Amad Aleph that said B'milva afo pishol anishtarim menushav pruta is mekudeshes. Ultimately, the Gemara says that's not dependent on milva lohotza nitna, but rather is dependent on a different shayla, and that is that if the milva is entirely be'en, do we say the Bailim could back out or not? Could the Bailim be chozer? And that's the Machlokas Tanoim, and the Gemara concludes that mekadesh B'milva is not mekudeshes. Finally, in our daf, the daf then concluded and questioned whether we could connect this idea of being chozer b'milver b'rishus habaylim to the case of she'ela, and that is Rav Huna taught us that always a mashal could back out until the shoal uses the object, and the Gemara differentiates between halva and she'ela. As you hear the door slammed, Baruch Hashem, we've arrived. We've arrived with the conclusion also of Daf Mem Zayin, and Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach with Neima Kitanoi as we continue to learn together. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Zayin in Meseches Kedushin.